This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that unrelenting heat. It could soon feel like it's over 100 degrees in many places across the country. Even New England's been baking in the heat wave that stretches to the Midwest. Emily Gonzalez is a New York dog walker.
It's just hot, and it just brings like a different level of like concern to like, even for me being outside, because I work for like 8-9 hours outside all day. And so I have to prepare myself and then also like constantly keep an eye on my dogs.
And in the West, the Weather Service predicts a scorching weekend with triple-digit highs in California and Arizona. To New Mexico now, where wildfires have killed two people.
President Biden issued a disaster declaration for parts of New Mexico that are dealing with a pair of wildfires. The fires have damaged or destroyed an estimated 1,400 structures. The mayor of Ruidoso estimates that half the burnt structures were homes.
The AP's Jennifer King. There are rolling blackouts in Ukraine, but it's not the heat. Russian attacks have taken out half the country's power generation capacity. Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but there's little relief for desperate Palestinians, says the UN. The AP's Norman Hall.
The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made a new aid route the Israeli military says it was establishing unusable. According to a UN official, groups of armed men are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through cargo. One analyst says crime has spiked because Gaza's police force, controlled by Hamas, is being targeted by the Israeli military. An estimated 1.3 million Palestinians displaced from Rafah are sheltering in tent camps and cramped apartments without adequate food, water, or medical supplies. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Who's raising more money in this presidential campaign season, President Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump's campaign outraised President Biden's by more than $60 million last month. Federal filings detail a Republican fundraising explosion sparked by Trump's felony convictions in the New York hush money case. Biden's campaign and the Democratic National Committee together raised a robust $85 million in May and reported $212 million in the bank at the end of the month. But Trump's fundraising, for 1 month at least, dwarfed Biden's. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee said it raised an astounding $141 million in May. That includes tens of millions donated immediately after Trump was convicted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has failed to qualify for next week's presidential debate. It'll be between Biden and Trump, June 27th. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.